From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Court documents say a truck driver accused of hitting and killing a Colorado State Trooper had drifted across the white line on the right edge of the highway and onto the shoulder. An arrest warrant affidavit released today says Trooper Cody Donahue was standing beside a vehicle and investigating a previous crash when he was hit Friday on Interstate 25 south of Castle Rock. The truck driver was charged with careless driving, causing death, and failure to yield the right-of-way to an emergency vehicle. The annual holiday tradition of cutting down a Christmas tree on National Forest land is upon us. 91.5 KRCC's Dana Cronin has more.
Christmas tree cutting permits are available through local ranger districts, and on-sale dates differ depending on location. Forest Service spokeswoman Barb Timock says the cutting down of Christmas trees is not only a tradition for a lot of families, but also helps out the forest.
Actually, cutting these Christmas trees help the forest to become healthier. They are a thinning that is necessary to take place, and so we combine a very popular opportunity with something that makes the forest healthier.
Timock reminds folks that chainsaws are not allowed and that tree cutters should always tell someone before heading out to a forest as a precaution. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.
Sales for the Pike National Forest open today and stay open until December 16th. Additional locations may have different available times. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.